Welcome back.
Hell yeah. And if you haven't bought a ticket to the tour,
Newcastle up next. That is this week. Do not sleep on that. Then Canberra. Then that's it.
That's it. That's it. That's it.
Honestly, get a ticket. Tell some friends. Remember, you don't need to know the podcast to be involved. It is for anyone. You can know it. You cannot know a single thing. You will leave with a wild experience. The reviews have been wild. The shows have been wild. This is going to be fun.
And a huge thank you to Cat Mountain for sponsoring this episode.
Hey, Megan.
Oh, my.
Welcome to Depravity Land,
the podcast about the worst content on the internet.
Beer Pants Challenge.
We're not just telling these stories for nothing.
Yeah, the gay potion.
We have this theory that our real world is being replaced by an online depraved dystopia.
Slip.
And this podcast is the proof.
Let's do it.
Are we doomed? Or are we going to be okay?
Chillfully thus far.
All right. I want to introduce you to the most famous brothers on the internet right now. Yes. Forget the Paul brothers. Forget the D'Amelios. These brothers are taking over.
Depravity Land Brothers Edition.
The Hulsa brothers.
You say they're famous. I'm not sure if I've heard of them.
I'll show you a pic. First brother is Sammy Halsa. Do you know this guy?
Oh, I know his face.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Or maybe I'm just thinking like a young Andrew Callahan.
Maybe. It's a bit of a weird photo, isn't it? Let's try with Ryan Halsa. You ever seen this guy before?
Oh, I feel like I have, but not enough to, you know, gun to my head if I had to confirm.
Yeah?
Like maybe I've just seen somebody who looks like him.
What do you think they do, like based on just where you might have seen them? When do you think you've probably seen them?
All right, so for the audio-only people, the first brother, like I said, yeah, probably looks like a young Andrew Callahan, sort of an unassuming dude, bit of a mop hair, I don't know, like any young fella in year 11. And then the second brother looked like the walking embodiment of like Facetune gone too gnarly.
Yeah, he had a bit of a filter on that photo.
Yeah,
it's like
super
a weird
filter, kind of like e-boy looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both blonde, one a little thinner in the face than the other.
Yeah.
But just pretty much generic looking American guys. Like you can just tell, you can also tell they're American.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like, just from the pics.
Yeah.
So on Instagram combined, they have 9.6 million followers.
Wow, I am so out of this
across
loop.
Their two accounts. 419,000 followers on YouTube, and paparazzi footage of them could be up to $120,000.
Paparazzi?
Yes. Ryan is out here claiming that he's the most paparazzied person on earth right now.
What?
Yeah.
What?
So I actually first discovered them via the paparazzi. For the audio listeners, basically it's Sammy and Ryan are sitting at a table outside eating, and I suppose it's like right outside the restaurant, you know, so they're eating something, and the caption says Sammy Halsa steps up when Ryan Halsa gets anxiety from paparazzi following them, right? So let me show you. This video has 241,000 likes on TikTok, so roughly in views, I can't see on my computer, but you would have to say that converts to certainly a couple mil.
Yeah.
So the video is kind of like them sitting there. Ryan starts looking up and being like, huh? And then it says on the screen, like, asterisk, like, starts freaking out or something.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it ends as the other brother gets up.
Yeah, so I probably over-described the thinner brother too much because of the filter. But, yeah, they are plain-looking dudes.
Yes.
Just look like, we play lacrosse, that kind of fella.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're both, yeah, chilling. And then the best part is within the TikTok, there's this moment where we hear a shutter sound as if to say the paparazzi is shooting them. And then that brother just dips out of the TikTok frame.
Yeah, totally. So, I don't know. Like,
I love where this is going.
It's an account called Hollywood_paparazzi. I'll give you some context, right? I just was curious after I saw this, and I was kind of like, "Fuck, that's a pretty hectic amount of." It sounds like they're on fucking battlefield. Like, have a listen to this. Like, and they're not moving. They're just sitting there. You don't need to do that. And so anyway, I'm like, fuck, that's kind of a long, that's like a hectic amount of shuddering. So then I look up Addison Rae. It's like one of the biggest TikTokers on the planet. And this is Addison Rae on a YouTube channel called The Daily Stardust. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty much just a paparazzi channel. And this is her also while moving. I thought that was important because like you want to be when they're moving. This is her walking to her car with her boyfriend. And like,
yeah, just normal shutters. It's not that burst shutter.
Yeah. So I noticed that and I was like, fuck, that's interesting. Then I also noticed in the video, and a lot of people did. I mean, this is the, Jesus, this is the caption. Sammy Halsa, trophy emoji. Sammy Halsa sticks off his bro trophy emoji. I tried using different cameras to get better shores of Rem. I swear I don't stalk these broters. Yeah, just getting all the money. Ridget now. Hashtag for you page. Hashtag for you. Hashtag Olaflex. Hashtag Ryan Halsa. Sammy Halsa. Doritos dare to be burned. Paparazzi. TMZ. Paparazzi underscore Hollywood. A lot of the comments are kind of like talking about how it is. People saying, I've never heard of them in my life. Bro took a couple terabytes worth of this. Never heard of them, but keep getting these videos. This is the thing. As soon as I saw that video, I started getting so fucking many of these paparazzi things.
Oh, I love this.
From this channel. It's like everywhere now in my fucking feed, I'm getting this thing. So here's one. Paparazzi gets confronted for stalking Ryan Halsa outside his house. And this is Ryan Halsa.
What's going on, bro? What do you think of Taylor will do?
Stop asking me questions. Why are you here? Why are you asking my house? You literally, you always give me 30 minutes. I'm in Bel Air and I'm at my actual house. Why are you here? Why are you messing with me, bro? You think it's right for a 4-year-old to stay outside an 18-year-old's house? Answer, why don't you answer the question? Now you shut them up. You always have something to say.
Ryan really has a, he's either competing with the music or he doesn't enunciate very well because it's kind of hard to hear the audio, but essentially his problem is you're a 40-year-old stalking an 18-year-old. Why are you here? He's yelling at him from the car.
Yeah, from the Benz.
Yeah, from the Mercedes-Benz. That's the thing. He's like, I'll get my security onto you.
All right,
if you
Ryan,
keep doing
you
this.
Big shot.
I'll get
these Halsa brothers sure must be worth following. I can't wait to investigate them and become a super fan.
Now, Hollywood paparazzi have 34,000 followers. Their most popular video, they always post about Ryan and Sammy Halsa. Always. So one of their other most popular ones, 2.3 million views.
Oh my God. Sorry if you went to war and this is doing something for you.
Ryan Halsa asks help from paparazzi when crazy fan chasing them. Here's Ryan and Sammy in the shops.
Okay.
It always has these things on the screen. Asterix's screams. And like, you don't hear any scream, but Ryan, he looks around and then checks to see if fangirl's still stalking. Then he starts freaking out and says to his brother, let's go.
Let's go.
And then he asks the paparazzi for some help. Again, mumbling.
Yeah, mumbling. Hey,
can you give me some help?
Come on, man. I got this crazy fan. Yeah, I have so many crazy fans. This happens to me every day of my life, actually. Yeah, come on, man. Come on, man. I'm really famous. Guys, I'm famous. Guys,
I'm
fucking famous.
I'm famous. And that's it.
Jesus Christ.
And there's another one confronting. We should note that Ryan is unfortunately prone to anxiety attacks. So let's just cut him some slack because many, many, many times on this account, Ryan gets anxiety attacks. But the problem is his anxiety.
Why is that so funny?
His anxiety attack is just him like shuffling and like shaking his head. Like, and I know that they present themselves in many different ways, but he always does them the same.
Myth. No, it's more like Requiem for a Dream or it doesn't count.
Gonna be on television.
And then some of them are really weird. Like, for example, Ryan Halsa snaps on paparazzi stalking him. Halsa brothers, new Insta stars, most valuable paparazzi footage is like the caption on the video. But then here's creepy. It says less than 1,000 views. Creepy paparazzi doesn't leave Ryan Halsa alone until he has anxiety attack. Cam, let me know if this. You can see Ryan unraveling into an anxiety attack.
Bring it on. All right.
mumbling to the paparazzi or whatever.
I feel bad.
He like puts his hoodie up or some
I
shit.
Know. Oh, Ryan. Famous, 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 super famous Ryan. Yeah, so for the audio listeners, what happens is we hear that rat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat, and yeah. Then Ryan's like, oh, come on, bro, you're giving me anxiety. I don't know if that's happening, but yeah, then
he doesn't leave,
Ryan
obviously.
Switches. Yeah, he doesn't leave because he's got to finish what that gigantic drink at yeah. the table. Gee whiz, Ryan. What are you doing, buddy?
There was a bit of a trend going on Hollywood Paparazzi where the video before that, stalking paparazzi give Ryan Halser anxiety attack, but anxiety attacks in all red.
Awesome.
Then before that, paparazzi
awesome.
Try to make Sammy Halser angry. Before that, paparazzi catch Ryan Halser leaving basketball plus gives him anxiety attack. So, like, I'm thinking, dude, and I notice on this account, they're just posting the same videos all the time. Like, it's obviously this quantity strategy
mm-hmm.
where, well, let's not say strategy, but you know.
No. It's genuine paparazzi, Bryce.
Something
they don't know Ryan.
Ryan is addicted to fucking mumbling too. I don't know if that's a byproduct of his anxiety attacks, but like he is addicted to mumbling. There's this video. So fuck off, Ryan. It's that one where like half the frame is a video and half the frame is a game.
Oh, the Andrew Tate method.
That one?
Yeah.
So Ryan Halser gets mad when a reporter says, all your success is because of your looks. Now...
I just love the idea that this is, I mean, we can skip to the end from the start, that these are all their ideas.
Yeah. What happens when like celebrities get interviewed? Oh yeah, they blow up at them and like, why would they say that? So... Or like, what would they say?
Yeah.
I'm gorgeous, right?
We might have to translate this for those that are just on audio because his mumbling is out of control.
Oh,
here.
My goodness. Yeah, but just put it on mute. I'll read it.
Yeah. Oh, no. I think you should listen to a bit of his mumbling.
All right, the delivery
is really convincing.
You know, no. Oh, my God, Ryan. What are we doing, buddy?
No. I'll let you talk. No, I'm taking up spot. Me, bro. When I look in the mirror, right?
I don't know if you ever heard that rapper Corpse. And he's like, I sit on my vocals and I haven't slept in days. That's what that reminds me of. Yeah, because I look in the mirror, right? And then what does he say? Okay, you know, bro. Like the first half is all just filler. Like, you could have just started here.
Yeah.
Because I look
in the mirror. I work my ass off and I'm good looking. And I'm going to be real with myself. That's why girls like me. Because of my looks.
I work my ass off and I'm good looking and I'm a be real with myself. That's why girls like me.
Yep.
Oh my God. It's because of my looks. He keeps going. It's because of my looks. That's why I blew up. It's because the thirst trap lip syncing did that. It's why I'm going to be the biggest creators.
Yeah.
Because I took that. I took being the most paparazzi influencer and human on earth. Justin Bieber, Kendall Jenner. I am the most paparazzi. I get the most views, most fucking likes. Audience watch it more than any other person. Oh my God. I took all of those things and turned that into making myself the biggest person on and the most talked about person. And that is why on the internet, and that's why people are starting to resonate. Oh, buddy.
Yeah, he's basically being like, and then
he's
you know,
growing such a huge audience. What's strange logic?
Well, yeah, in other videos, he's basically being like, they have footage, and I don't know where they get this from, but like of them allegedly in radio interviews. I have, whoops.
Why don't you interview him?
God, I just had an anxiety attack. I have this one from at radio shows on TikTok. Who just scour the radio to like clip shit.
All the radio shows ever.
Yeah. Where's my fucking shout out on at radio shows?
We love at radio shows.
Yeah, I mean.
So who is Ryan Halser? Answered on 104.3. Oh, I looked up 104.3. I couldn't figure out what they were because they allegedly went on Dash Radio. But again, who fucking knows?
I love Dash Radio. They always have the best influencer interviews. All right.
This is a bit of him explaining who he is.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan Halser came from... blew up off Instagram Reels, where I posted vlogs and comedians.
Yeah, Reels, he reckons.
Yeah, but
Is he referring to himself as Ryan Hulser?
That's what I didn't know here. Yeah. Right. But maybe he's just going...
Because I like that idea. It sort of takes that... You know the psychological concept when people talk about fame in a psychology sense,
right.
when they talk about splitting?
Yeah,
and
right.
And
like,
yeah,
right.
how you'll have the person who can face the people and then the person who is actually the person underneath. That's I like the idea that Ryan Hulser blew
he's
up.
He's created that yeah, for... Like,
he said the quiet bit out loud.
I gave him that credit and then quickly gave it away. honestly.
Right. Like a year ago, and that gave me about... 100,000 to 200,000 in about 4 or 6 months of doing it. And then I switched to doing thirst traps because I just had like a good reels. Yeah, I kept getting good, you know, reels engagement. So I started doing thirst traps where I gained a fat female audience and I gained one from like 200 to like 800 in like 8 months. Then
fat female,
fat
audience.
Female
not,
audience.
Not in that way.
Oh, he's saying the
large
size.
The audience size is like, not like.
I loved his choice of words there.
It's just like, and why he emphasized. Great. Fat, like as well.
Fat female audience.
Ryan was playing with stones and fucking sticks there, and they will fucking break your bones.
Let's go, Ryan.
Anyway, it's like he's just so like
fat female.
Fat female audience were loving me, bro. I did my demographics, bro. Like it's just insane to think that.
I love that there is also like within this, he's like, but this worked better, so I switched to this. It's like there's no sense of what he wants to do.
Yes, it's just like
how,
well,
do
we'll blow me.
How do I get this? How do I get this?
So I thought, okay, maybe this is this thing where he's got like some amazing stuff, but he just wants to get out there. You know what I mean? He just wants to, you just need eyes on the product. It's amazing. So I'm like, all right, cool. Why don't I go to their YouTube channel, Hulser Vlogs, where, you know, they started posting again. I looked at their Instagram. For one, their Instagram, it's certainly lackluster. Like Ryan Hulser, right? You go to his Instagram and I don't know if he's been doing some cleanup, but one interesting thing about him is him and his brother have created, although the account doesn't work anymore, this whole hashtag turn comments off thing. So none of their posts have comments because they're saying they're anti, they've used the word anti-suicide before, which is funny to be like, not suicide prevention, anti-suicide. It's just like, it's just not really how you
love
normally
that.
Describe it.
I was about
it.
To judge them, but that's really brave.
I'm anti-suicide. Like,
oh, whoa,
I'll judge
sorry,
you if
sorry.
You commit it. You're just like that kind of us, language. Yeah. So anti-suicide, anti-bullying, comments off.
We're also anti-racism, guys.
Yeah, hashtag turn off comments and they at turn off comments and it would always just...
That's convenient, isn't
this
it?
This account's dead now. But like, all of his... shit. Like, so apparently he was on Dash Radio to turn off comments, the campaign. I love spreading my turn off comments campaign and talking about being one of current fastest rising Instagram influencers, ".
I wish I was one of current fastest rising influencers.
This is a thing. So I look at his reels that he was going like so hard on.
Reels, you can see the views even if they turn off. Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
Well, they seem legit to me because I don't know. These things have kind of wild engagement. They're posting shit vlogs on reels, but...
Can I see a reel?
He's just not that good looking. Like, yo, Instagram sent me to be king of reels IG. And it's just him, like, playing with his hair.
And the lips. He's doing the sort of
the lips.
Thirst trappy lips.
You got to follow right now. If you're holding your phone with a YOUR with one hand.
Bryce, you have to follow.
I was holding it with one hand.
Did you follow?
In my rare occasion of holding it with one hand.
It's either two or nothing for me.
I'll be following.
Yeah, you better.
I'm like, all right, these guys, it's pretty fucking lackluster. So I go to their YouTube. 419,000 subscribers. Here is an example of their incredible content.
Kind of looking like a poor man's Kid Leroy. There.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, this is the brother, the other one.
Okay.
Reacting to news articles about me. And because it's a thing. I was like so interested in this because I started looking up, you know, Ryan Hulser interview, like to find that, no, you talk now I talk. Like that video has nowhere to be seen.
Wow.
I look up Ryan Hulser interview. It just comes up with famousbirthdays.com. And then I noticed in all of their videos, they're like, yo, like get us to the top of famous birthdays. There's no other like, there's no articles being like, who are they? Or like the rise of them, or these guys are taking over, or they're the most paparazzi. There's all just spam shit. Like, it's like, you know, when you look up Struthless and it'll be like on page 3 of Google, it'll be like, just, you know, those websites that like harvest data from other websites and put it into like a thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the...
In like broken English.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
Well, what's happening for a lot of those, like we can give it the term churnalism, where they will take articles that are written by actual journalists and then an AI will write them again just so that they can get page clicks and then they'll just sell the ad space to like Outbrain or something like that.
What is Campbell Walker birthday? Campbell Walker birthday was on like the 9th of September, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
it's this whole thing. So I'm like, all right, let's see how captivating they are. This is reacting to news articles about me. Instantly just needs to replay the opening line.
Oh my God. What a quirky dude.
This is just him sitting in a chair with a can of Bang Energy.
Bang Energy.
We are back with another video. I know it's been a minute, but a lot's been going on. You guys are going to see more and more of me soon.
God, this is painful.
Yeah.
This is really painful.
A lot has been going on, guys. And we're going to jump right into this video because I am excited for this one. This is going to react to...
And it's that energy for 4 minutes 40, and it's just him.
When does he jump right in?
Well, that's the thing. The jumping doesn't happen immediately.
How old Sammy Halsa is in 2022.
Wait, we don't even get the graphics of them?
I am 20.
No.
Are you serious, brother?
No, I'm going to be 21.
So boring. Oh my God. And I'm like,
great sound mixing as well.
Yeah, they always have on the paparazzi ones too. I know.
Really loud music.
In my heart, in my head. Hey, what are you gonna do with my property?
Yeah, man.
You do the background music, and I'll be Ryan.
All right, yeah.
Hey, no, you talk now. I talk. Get off my property, man. You're just talking to an 18-year-old when you're 40 years old. So I don't know. You should be doing that. Hey, what the hell are you doing? Answer me, bro.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm like, all right, maybe this is just a dud one. You know, we'll go to some of the
other
ones.
Turn off comments.
they have their
comments on.
They have the comments
turn
on
off
for
bullying.
YouTube.
Oh my God, these guys are ridiculous.
So
what are they doing?
There's another one reacting. The other one does reacting to news about me. The other brother.
Great. That's what I wanted.
In the car.
Okay.
For whatever reason, you know, on the
this is Ryan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan's this one. Who is the other one again? Josh?
Sammy.
Oh, Sammy. There it is.
Wow.
Come okay.
On, the most paparazzi people on
I'm
Earth.
So sorry.
Get with
I'm
it.
I'm so sorry.
You're going to give him an anxiety attack.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's way better at vlogging than Sammy.
Articles about your boy today.
Much more charismatic.
Oh, yeah. I like Ryan. I'm Team Ryan. What about you?
I'm Team Ryan because he seems to be the one that gets targeted the most, so I have a soft spot for him. The paparazzi tried to give him an anxiety attack.
Also, he's not mumbling now. This is kind of fun.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
When he's alone, maybe it's when the paparazzi are around.
Well, I assume that they'll be here. I mean,
he does stop the video at one point because something weird is happening.
Oh, my God.
Someone's getting out of their car in a
oh
weird
my God.
Way, and he's going to bang.
Oh, my God.
I've realized, like, I'm getting older.
Oh!
He's like 18.
I stop getting the big chocolate donuts, and I get, like, an old-fashioned glaze. Like donut holes. It's not about the size, it's about the quality. First thing on my computer was, who is Tim Sweeney? He like made it Fortnite, but
anyway, you know what's so
this guy's so relatable.
But you know what's so interesting? In all of their YouTube videos, they have this intro where it's like famous vloggers and it's like footage of them and then like on Fox News. Like, and I think what they've done is they've just stolen footage from, you know, a Jake Paul thing
and overlaid it with
them. So again, look, long story short, this video is boring as hell as well.
Mm-hmm.
All of their, they do a delivered merch to Justin Bieber that goes for a minute and a half. And it's just him being like, dude, should we drop it off at his house? There's no evidence that it's his house.
Oh my
and they're
gosh.
Like, cool. And then that's the thing. I was like, okay, they have merch. Sweet. I'll look it up. Can't find it.
Huh.
They're like, we're going to put our merch in Target. Sweet. I can't find evidence of any of this shit that they're saying. So yeah, I'm like kind of confused. I'm seeing them in my feed all the time. And on Instagram, their rise was so massive. They'd be doing a thing and then they go, you know, 3 months later, thanks for another million followers. And then 3 months later, I blew up again. And the comments on the YouTube do seem a bit sus. Right? For example,
fire emoji times like 30.
You know, reacting to news about me, the comments off on that one.
Yeah, nice.
To prevent
comics
bullying.
Off. Love that.
Yeah, the Justin Bieber one, the comments
that's,
are off.
Yeah, that's
but
that must be doing wonders for suicide.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely anti.
I was thinking about it, and then I saw that their comments were off, and I'm like, you know what? Thanks, Ryan. I'm sticking around.
So the comments that are on the reacting to news about me Bang Energy one.
Mm.
Yes, I need more content. Make more content like this. Love you guys. Keep it up. Amazing content. Sam fam all the way. Add more like this. Fire emoji. Very nice. Rise of the Halsas, clap, clap, clap. Heart, heart, heart. Lovely. Can you give your opinion on Taylor Halsa, which is what the paparazzi said? Who you guys like better? SRR, gorgeous. Hands. And it's...
real like farm energy.
Yeah, is that consistent? Anyway, I could show you so many more videos of all these paparazzi interactions. There are multiple, although reposted, every single day. But you know what? the real interesting thing about this kind of stuff, the one thing that is maybe the biggest smoking gun of all.
What is it, Bryce?
That they didn't realize, or they did, and they just wanted to get attention. We'll go back to Nam for a sec. You notice in this video, they're sitting by a window, and in the reflection, there are no paparazzi.
Oh!
There's no cameras or anything. No flashing.
Oh, unless it's a telescopic lens.
But they've
just set their phone up higher.
Also, a car passes in the reflection of the window, so he's not standing in front of the car because then it would block the shot.
Yeah, you're so right.
And so that was where I started to have some real bad questions about this.
Oh, monk. Monk, you're monk.
You know what? If you would also like to be like Ryan and Sammy Hulser, then listen the heck up to this, because this is about money. And that's what you need in order to be a super famous influencer. No, it's not. It's about our sponsor, who we love, Cat Mountain, made by a guy called Pete. It's a company, and Pete listens to the podcast. So you know the company is going to be really super duper epic. So what is Cat Mountain? At its core, it's a financing company, but it's not your parents' financing company. That's right. Divorce yourself from the image of sterile cubicles, suits and ties, and the Matrix opening. Yup. Cat Mountain will help you with cooler businesses, baby. Things like tattoo shops, he's funded a lot of those. Sex workers, people looking for cosmetic surgery, even top surgery, stuff like that. So check out Cat Mountain. Also, all the traditional stuff there as well. Just, you know that you're working with a G and not a freaking square. So, you know, if you want like a freaking jet ski or a car or a holiday or paparazzi to follow you around, I don't know. What is it that you want? Yeah, Cat Mountain. Also, follow Cat Mountain on Insta, because then he'll be all like, damn, that sponsorship sure is working, and everybody will be happy.
Final Judgment.
If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is the Final Judgment. Every episode, we ask the question, have we been sucked into depravity land as a human race?
Or do we still live in the real world that we know?
Cam, the Hulser brothers, this whole very convoluted campaign that I just don't see leading to anything unless they're waiting to get even bigger, because they do have these millions, quote-unquote, of followers, and then are they releasing music? Are they doing something? I don't know. But, dude, I can't not see them in my feed now. Yeah.
Well, I think God's dead, but let me build the case. All right, so I will take you back to the mid-80s. There's this man called George Lois, who was one of those advertising geniuses, and there's all of these big advertising myths and legends around him. But one of the most popular ones is, you know, Tommy Hilfiger, the brand?
Yeah.
So in 1985 or 1984, one of the two, Tommy Hilfiger comes and he's like, okay, I need to create this brand. I want it to be, you know, like a Calvin Klein or a Versace or like a Hugo Boss, or like, I think Hugo Boss was around, I'm not too sure. Anyway, what happens is Tommy Hilfiger's thinking, okay, we've got to do this shoot and this whole thing's going to take years, but, you know, we're going to get there, and then theoretically we'll be a luxury brand or an affordable luxury brand by here.
Yeah.
Anyway, he gets linked up with this advertising guy called George Lois, who says, I've got a different idea. How about we buy a huge billboard in the middle of Times Square, and I've got an idea for you. And here is that billboard. What it said was, the four great American designers for men are space, 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 L. What's that one?
Ralph Lauren.
Nice. P, space, 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 space. E.
Is it one word?
Yep.
Fucking, I don't know.
Me neither. C, space, 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 K.
Calvin Klein.
Calvin Klein. And then T, space, 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 it's Tommy H. Tommy Hilfiger. So
with the logo there, that's how I would have.
Exactly.
Yeah,
there
yeah.
It is. So when this was pitched to Tommy Hilfiger, he's like, no, brands like those, they take 20 years to build. And he's like, bro, I'll do it in 20 minutes. So with that one billboard, what he did was elevate Tommy Hilfiger to that level.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what is being applied here, but in the worst executional way ever. So it's almost like looking at what fame looks like from an outside point of view, which is, oh, paparazzi, which, by the way, isn't even that relevant in the, like, the age where everybody's got
cameras. Seeing them, like, yeah, paparazzi aren't the only ones that are out there.
Completely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so, like, they're looking at what fame looks like from the outside, not from the inside. So they're going, like, okay, so we need paparazzi, we need interviews, we need all of these things, in the same way that you might say, okay, so we need the brand of Calvin Klein or blah, blah, blah. And then they're just sticking Sammy, is it Sammy? Ryan and Sammy?
Fuck, it's so hard to know.
They're sticking the Hulsa brothers.
I think Ryan is the one with the anxiety.
Yeah, Ryan
and then they both get anxiety attacks.
Yeah.
And Ryan Hulsa is the younger one. Yeah. He also famously bought Paparazzi some pizza because they were nice to him the other
day. Man, what a nice guy that Ryan is. But yes.
And Taco Bell.
They are basically creating that aesthetic around Ryan and Sammy. And what I assume is going on is that this isn't 100% the work of Ryan and Sammy. So
really? You reckon there's a vested interest from someone?
Yeah. So I think this is sort of like industry plan is probably too much of a word. I think this is almost like a service, like a PR company.
Wow.
And I think you've got these people who might be minted. Maybe they've got rich parents who are like living out their dance mom, influencer mom fantasy.
Yeah. I'm wondering where the Mercedes comes from. Is that rented? They drive a Lambo at one point. They've either got mad rich parents or this is part of the package or they rent them. It's just, it's interesting.
And that's it. And so I feel like what we're seeing is the result of like mediocre calculated PR where I think the PR is good is it's like, this is probably how you would create intrigue around somebody by making them look really famous. And I guess like some people do respond to that, but bad PR because there is no substance at all.
Well, that's the thing. When you do like, I looked and, you know, on Google, the autocomplete, you know, it's like what most people are searching for. It's like, who is Ryan Hulsa? Why is he famous? What's he doing? But there's no landing page for you to then see why, like, or some article they should have like hit up, you know, fucking, I don't know, just some like freaking article place and been like, dude, you guys want to write an actual, not a bot written thing? Literally, they're just on famous birthdays and they're trying to get big on famous birthdays.
Well, let's say that this video is called Who is Ryan Hulsa? Let's answer it. Who do you think he is?
Well, he's saying big things coming. I mean, this could it's either one massive social experiment.
Yeah, which would be
awesome.
And
they're just trying to see.
Like those Twitch streaming clone kids.
I'd respect the hell out of that if they were just trying to see if you can make anyone famous.
Like a documentary.
While also having really lackluster content. That's the thing. Because they're actively their YouTube channel. In my personal opinion, don't send the hate, but my personal opinion is it's pretty low energy to me. You know, like, and that's just not for me.
All right, so that's option one. Could be a social experiment, in which case this would be amazing.
Yeah.
Because I think it's like a really good philosophical question of our times.
Totally.
Yeah, can somebody be famous by hype with actually like no substance at all to back it up?
Yeah, option two, you know, they're going to launch a music career out of it. They're just cooking in the studio and they just need this to kind of keep them around and searched. And I don't know if it converts to real followers though. Like that seems a lot of paid forness going on there.
It's the type of music career that like the first song would be about A, how good their music is, B, how they blew up, C, how they have lots of fans.
He's saying he's the most, you know, more than D'Amelio's, all that.
So let's say option two is they do have big things coming.
Yeah.
Option three,
they just applying the theory that like if
you have attention, you can turn it into something.
Yeah, walk the walk and it will just dress for the job you want. And then so people will just start, like we know people, right, who, not personally, but who kind of just, what's like Zendaya, right? Apparently Zendaya had this thing where no one knew who the hell she was, but she'd show up to these red carpet events that she kind of, in her words, I think she's sort of like, I had no right to be there, but fuck it. Like I'll be there and the best dressed person there. So people are going to take photos and they're like, who is this Zendaya girl? Oh my God. And then the thing is, she's actually a good musician and actor. So it was like, cool, that's who she is. Like, awesome. It's one of those things where
she's just using that as a strategy. Whereas I feel like these guys showing up is their end goal.
Yeah, and they're just like, oh, cool. So then I just start getting brand deals. I mean, they obviously have this like Bang Energy thing, whether that's a real thing or not.
Do you think that's real though?
Well, Bang, I feel like Bang, everyone has Bang. Like every one of those annoying like, you know. The spaghetti guys.
Yeah, the spaghetti guys. They've all got Bang.
You had a bad day, that being the punchline. Like, they all into Bang. They also had another skincare thing that could be fake.
Option four is they're just trying to make money in some way.
Do brand deals, I guess. Yeah. Like, I kind of can't see what else you do there because, like, for me, the landing page is on shit content. Like, I don't find them hot, so that's me. The thirst traps aren't going to work.
I don't mind
me
some Ryan.
Yeah.
Like, but, you
sure.
Know,
like,
yeah. I mean, you know, it's like,
Pepsi.
But he's just not a good actor.
Yeah.
Like, as well. So it's like the, you know, the anxiety and the like, hey, bro, what are you doing in my house, bro? Like, you got to get out of here, bro. Like,
I didn't mind it. I thought, yeah, he would be underplayed in this situation. If he was going like over the top, I don't know. Yeah, I'm Team Ryan. You know what? I'm defending this young man.
Yeah, I just, they're the, probably the outcomes I see.
All right. Okay. And do you think God's dead?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Tell me Hell why. Yeah. Tell me why.
Well, look.
We overvalue fame and undervalue substance.
I think it would be cool if they were like flipping it into something good, but it's just kind of like, yeah, that system's a bit messed up, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
For that to work, it's like, so da-da-da-da-da-da is value. and if... Yeah, you can. You know, there's like things where you can pay for that. Like, you can pay for paparazzi to like follow you around
completely, and you obviously can also pay for all of those comments on their YouTube. Like, yeah. And they all look like the exact type of comments.
Definitely,
you pay.
And on Instagram, on the ones they did have comments on, it was very like,
love you,
woo, amazing. Love, yeah, love yeah, yeah, from yeah, yeah.
Heart eye emoji, come to Brazil.
Yeah, so I think it's real dead here. Like, Jesus,
do you think it's? Yeah, I think what I don't like is the fact that these guys have envisioned this fantasy land wherein they are these characters, wherein they are the most famous people in the world, and this is what they want or what they've been led to believe. And I hate the idea that they've created this, and now every day is just a desperate attempt to make sure that this is real.
This image upkeep.
It's so. It just looks exhausting, doesn't it?
Real world or depravity land?
Very deeply papped depravity land.
Newcastle, we are coming to your city. Get a ticket to the live show. It's not a live podcast. It's a live comedy show. Bring friends that haven't seen it. It's a massive venue at the Civic Theatre, for God's sake. We want to sell that thing out. So
that's
come
my
through. Cam, it's a bit of a homecoming for you.
Hell yeah. Then afterwards, Canberra. Also,
yes.
Also homecoming vibes. And thank you very much to Cat Mountain for sponsoring this episode. We will put a freaking link in the description. If he gets followers on Instagram, then he'll probably think that this sponsorship is working. The sponsorship has made this podcast way easier for us. So if you want to support indirectly us getting sponsored, check him out on Insta. Follow, you know what's up. Bryce Van Mills.
Campbell Walker, Strictly 69.
@ Depravity.
Love you.
Case closed.